Would you like to support the worldwide outreach of Issues Etc. by making a regular, monthly, tax-deductible gift? We've made it easy for you to donate using automatic withdrawal. Simply fill out and mail the automatic billing authorization form under the donate page of our website, issuesetc.org. No more writing monthly checks or making monthly PayPal contributions. Issuesetc.org. Click donate and fill out and mail the automatic withdrawal form. Thanks for your support.
Exactly 1,000 votes, so.
Listening to a little bit of the banter live from the floor of the Evangelical Lutheran Church in America's churchwide assembly. They're having a little trouble with voting machines, counting the votes as they continue vote by vote and continue to debate the issue of human sexuality. Of course, what they're really debating is the role of gay, lesbian, bisexual, and transgendered clergy in their church. If the vote goes the way that most believe it will in this largest of the Lutheran church bodies in the United States, they will, by the end of the day, have lifted their ban on gay, lesbian, bisexual, and transgendered clergy. And although the language of the statement, I think, only deals with gay and lesbian, of course, the rest go along with it in the Evangelical Lutheran Church in America. I'm Todd Wilkin. This is Issues Etc. coming to you live this Friday afternoon, the 21st of August. We'll be talking for the first half hour about the Evangelical Lutheran Church in America's churchwide assembly and what they're deciding as we speak. First, Pastor Mark Chavez will join us of Word Alone Network, a reform group in the Evangelical Lutheran Church in America. A little bit later, Pastor Matt Harrison, Executive Director of LCMS World Relief and Human Care based in St. Louis, will bring his perspective to this pivotal moment in the life of American Lutheranism and the Evangelical Lutheran Church in America in particular. And then in the second half hour of the program, Mark Galley will join us for Christianity Today magazine. We'll talk with him about a better response to church scandals. Our call-in number, 1-877-623-6943, 877-623-MY-IE. Our email address, talkback@issuesetc.org, or you can Twitter questions or comments to us, @IssuesETC, @IssuesETC. Pastor Mark Chavez is a regular guest. He represents Word Alone, a reform group in the Evangelical Lutheran Church in America. Mark, welcome back. He joins us live, by the way, from the floor of the Assembly of the Evangelical Lutheran Church in America. Hi, Mark.
Hi, Todd. It's good to be with you.
What's happening as we speak? Mark, what's happening there as we speak?
They're voting on the last of the four resolutions that would change the ministry policies of the ELCA.
What's happened so far? What have they voted to approve or disapprove so far today in these pivotal votes?
Well, today they changed the order, but they first adopted the resolution calling for people to respect the bound conscience, and then they approved the resolutions that opened the door to gay marriage and affirmed that they're open to the possibility of having practicing homosexual serve as ordained pastors and lay ministers.
So with this fourth vote that's taking place as we speak, what will they have finally approved for the Evangelical Lutheran Church in America?
They would direct the church council and churchwide staff to draft changes to the policies so that it would be a local congregational option where congregations would be free to call a practicing homosexual or have an associated ministry, a lay minister, serve if they were practicing homosexual.
So in terms of the immediate goals of the gay, lesbian, bisexual, and transgendered opinion in the Evangelical Lutheran Church in America, this sounds like a clean sweep and a pretty handy victory.
Yes.
What happens—
If you want to call it a victory, but it is in fact a defeat for the ELCA. I mean, the denomination, thanks to this assembly, is almost literally shooting itself.
How long have groups like yours been trying to avoid trying to call the church in some other direction than the one that it has now taken?
Actually, we're a relatively young reform group, Word Alone, was organized in 2000, and the sexuality issue at that time wasn't on the front burner. So we've, as a movement, have only been working against it since 2002, once they called for this process. But obviously, even without organized groups, there have been individuals and some other older organizations that have tried to hold the line within the ELCA from day one in 1988 when it was formed.
What are people who disagree with what's transpiring in Minneapolis now having to say about the future of the Evangelical Lutheran Church in America?
They're saying that the ELCA has walked away from its own confession of faith, from the Lutheran confessions, from the Orthodox Christian faith. It has walked away from most other Lutheran churches around the world, and has walked away from virtually the whole Christian church on the face of the earth, and has dared to presume that it knows better than God about what's moral and immoral.
What's been driving this all along? I mean, for the better part of a decade, as you just said, there has been either behind the scenes, and then more and more as the time approached, overt moves toward the affirmation, full acceptance of gays and lesbians at every tier of the church and same-sex marriage. What's been pushing for it?
A well-organized movement in the whole nation that's primarily secular, actually, but created, encouraged, helped form within every institution in North America, including the churches, some kind of militant organization that would just harass and hound their membership and leaders until they finally gave them what they want. So this has been a process in developing since the mid-1970s, when every cultural institution, including the religious ones, were targeted. And so you just see this on every front and everywhere you turn in the United States and Canada.
So do you think it's likely? I mean, these are the easy targets from my perspective, the Episcopal Church USA, the United Church of Christ, and now maybe a tougher nut to crack, but apparently not so difficult, the Evangelical Lutheran Church in America. Do other church bodies, should they anticipate this kind of pressure from within and without on this issue?
Most definitely, and especially those other church bodies. I mean, the other thing that made Protestant denominations easy targets is that, and at least the same time period, while you have this gay, lesbian, bisexual, transgendered organization at work, in most Protestant denominations in North America, a great number of our theologians and pastors had basically given up on the Christian faith and had bought into a false gospel that says you really don't have to be completely transformed, and you don't necessarily even have to believe in Jesus as the way, the truth, and the life.
What do you think? I mean, if you are writing the next decade of history for the Evangelical Lutheran Church in America, not only on this issue, Mark, but in general, how do you think it's going to read?
I think that there's going to be a lot of shifting that takes place in terms of relationships, especially relationships that congregations have with their synod, their local synod, and the national churchwide offices in Chicago, but also in the relationships that they have with other institutions. I think it's foolish for anyone in leadership in the ELCA to think that they're not going to suffer the same catastrophes that the Episcopal Church and the United Church of Christ have. I think it's quite likely that the ELCA churchwide offices, which have already made significant financial cutbacks this year and eliminated positions, will have actually even greater cutbacks that they'll have to make, and likewise the synods. I mean, this is just going to severely damaged the denomination.
I, as watching the live feed from Minneapolis before the show and then during the break, between the hours of the show, I heard the argument several times from the floor that since the ELCA is in numerical and financial decline, they need to make this move to the full acceptance of gay, lesbian, transgender, and bisexual relationships in order to stop the decline. How does that argument sound to you?
It's in another galaxy. It's so out of touch with reality. One of our staff members actually did some research on the Reconciling in Christ congregations in the ELCA, and Reconciling in Christ sounds like you just welcome to anybody with any sexual orientation, but in fact it's a front for militant approval of people in these relationships. And her research confirmed what I just kind of intuitively thought, namely, in the last 8 years, RIC congregations have declined at a greater rate than the average ELCA congregation, and the average ELCA congregation has declined in terms of membership, and their average worship attendance has declined at a greater rate than the average ELCA congregation, and again, the average, unfortunately, is declining. But also, the average size of a Reconciling in Christ congregation, at the beginning of that eight-year period, they were already smaller than the average ELCA congregation, and now they're even smaller. So anybody that thinks that this is going to grow a church is literally not in touch with reality.
Mark Chavez of Word Alone Network, a reform group in the Evangelical Lutheran Church in America. He joined us from the floor of the ELCA Churchwide Assembly in Minneapolis. Mark, thank you very much for being our guest. Keep up the good work. I know it's going to get that much harder.
Well, thank you, Todd. Keep us in your prayers.
Certainly will. When we come back, we'll get the perspective from a representative of the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod, Pastor Matt Harrison of LCMS World Relief and Human Care will join us. He's been following all of this as well. We'll find out what he has to say about the Evangelical Lutheran Church in America and their open approval in many and various ways of gay, lesbian, bisexual, and transgendered relationships. I'm Todd Wilkin. It's Friday, August the 21st. We're coming to you live. We'll be right back with Pastor Matt Harrison.
Would you like to support the worldwide outreach of Issues Etc. by making a regular, monthly, tax-deductible gift? We've made it easy for you to donate using automatic withdrawal. Simply fill out and mail the automatic billing authorization form under the donate page of our website, issuesetc.org. No more writing monthly checks or making monthly PayPal contributions. issuesetc.org. Click donate and fill out and mail the automatic withdrawal form. Thanks for your support.
Village Lutheran Church in Ladue thanks God for His saving gift of faith through Christ and invites you to share in this gift by worshiping with us Sunday mornings at 8:15 or 10:45. We're conveniently located 1 mile west of the Galleria on Clayton Road. For more information, call 314-993-1834 or visit villagelutheranchurch.org. Village Lutheran Church, ordinary people loved by an extraordinary God. villagelutheranchurch.org.
Real Reformation Radio. You're listening to Issues Etc.
Historic liturgy, cool. Liturgical dance, not cool. Kneeling for the Lord's body and blood on a Sunday morning, cool. Sitting in your theater-style seat with couple if you're a double mocha latte, not cool. We're the Brothers of John the Steadfast. If you're interested in traditional Lutheran doctrine and practice, check us out. www.steadfastlutherans.com.
Have you heard of the CLCC, the Confessional Lutherans for Christ's Commission? We're deeply involved in providing seminars to build up Christ's church with education and training for the laity. So far, we've held seminars on confessional topics at churches in Minnesota, Utah, Oregon, and Washington, and planning is underway to hold seminars in several other states coast to coast. Visit theclcc.org. Check us out. Get on the mailing list, or better yet, join us. See how your church can host a seminar, too. Go to theclcc.org.